It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got a diamond. Got nine men, got a hat and a bat, and that's not
all right. Baseball season is back. 3 o'clock today for the first pitches, including, so I think Yankees and Brewers by 2 minutes is going to be the first pitch today at 3:05. Orioles and Blue Jays at 3:07. Sal gave us a little bit of the scoop on the Yankees. We'll talk some Bisons tomorrow as their opening day comes. And how about a little on Toronto? Josh Goldberg up in Toronto, the DFA podcast, the score on the Blue Jays, now on the Wester Hotline. Josh, it's Joe and Nate in Buffalo. Thanks for hopping on again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So what's the biggest storyline going into opening day for the Jays? Is it just whether Vlad Guerrero Jr. is going to sign or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got 5.5 hours until first pitch, and he remains unsigned. So odds are it's not going to happen. And generally speaking in baseball, once the season starts and you're that close to free agency, the likelihood of a contract extension in season is very low. So it's basically play it out and take your chances and see what happens. Maybe you can pull an Aaron Judge and re-sign him if he has a great year in free agency, but your odds of keeping the player go way down. So that's going to hang over the team all year. I think that's going to be the prevailing storyline all season long, and good, bad, or otherwise, that's really going to be the talking point in the market nationally. It's going to be the thing that follows the team all season.
You say that as though you feel at this moment, correct me if I'm wrong, that he won't sign by today.
I'd be very, very surprised, yeah.
Okay. So then maybe it doesn't sound like they're close. I mean, I've seen there were tweets about like $500+ million, $550 million. What do you think it is? Is it money? Is it his desire to stay? What do you think is really the big thing there?
I think it's money. Honestly, I think you take somebody like this at face value. He said repeatedly that he wants to remain a Blue Jay and spend his whole career here. And I have no reason to believe that's not the case. But lots of players have said, like Mookie Betts said he wanted to be with the Red Sox his entire career. And
right.
They traded him because they didn't want to pay him the contract that he ended up getting from the Dodgers. That you want to be somewhere provided you get paid what you feel as though you're worth. And by all accounts, they don't appear to be that close. Honestly, the Blue Jays offer was more than I thought that they were going to offer him. Like, this front office hasn't really historically been on the record as saying that they're strong believers in Guerrero for whatever reason. He's been inconsistent at times throughout his career offensively, but they were prepared to offer him $400 million or more, which was more than I expected for a first baseman. But he wants at least $500 million, maybe $525, maybe $550, and that's quite a gap to bridge. And it just feels as though, like, they're willing to go to a point, but they're not willing to go to the point that he wants them to go to. And he's taking some risk. Like, if he doesn't have the year that he wants to have, he's going to have a hard time getting what the Blue Jays were prepared to offer him in free agency. So there's risk all around. But once you get this close to playing it out as a player, there's a lot to be said about going to market and having 29 other teams, you know, kind of shower you with praise and make an offer that, that the Blue Jays might not be prepared to match.
So, you know, if the Blue Jays, you know, it sounds like you feel pretty confident this is not something that ends up getting done now, and with the likelihood of that extension happening once the season starts, I don't know, like, it's hard to look into the future when you've got the present literally starting today. But, like, what happens then if Toronto can't keep a player like Guerrero that's homegrown and, you know, the history with his dad playing in Canada? Like, what's then, like, next for Toronto?
It's a really good question. And this is such a weird season because, like, the expectations aren't particularly high. There's not a lot of buzz in town about the team, the least that there's been in several years. And that's what happens when you finish in the basement of the division for the first time in a decade. And this era that was supposed to be like a real throwback of homegrown talent and contention, they've won zero playoff games. They've taken a step backwards. And the two players that were supposed to be the linchpins of the team, Guerrero and Bichette, are both looking likely to not be here next year. Maybe something changes, but like, it's a really odd spot to be in. You would have figured at least one of them would have been signed, and that hasn't been the case. And, like, I don't know what things look like 12 months from now. The history over the past few years has been coming up short in pursuit of star players. Obviously, there was Ohtani. They were in on Soto. Who knows how close they got, but they didn't land either player. And at some point, you know, that kind of follows you around. You get close on stars, but you can't sign them. And losing two all-star level talents for nothing other than whether they walk in free agency for compensation draft picks, or if you trade them at the deadline, if you're out of it, not really that big of a haul because they'd both be rentals. I don't know how that looks to players that are free agents that might consider Toronto, but, like, the perception has always been that you've had to overpay for players. Look at what happened with George Springer. Like, they had to go to a 6-year to get that deal done, and now they're kind of paying the consequences with a couple of years left. He's trending in a bad direction. So, like, the franchise feels in a really tenuous position right now, and this feels like a real make-or-break season, and the odds of it making are lower than the odds of it breaking. So, like, fans are understandably not optimistic and feeling pretty jaded, and it's up to the players to outperform expectations and force management's hand, and maybe you have a playoff run in you this year, and maybe things break right as opposed to the way that they've broken over the past couple of seasons.
And let me ask you, just from a state of baseball perspective, because, you know, as a fan base, you know, we're so close to the board. I mean, I'm going to see, you know, a game or two pretty much every year. It's a great little trip, and it's fun, and you get to watch, you know, Major League Baseball close to home. I'm just wondering, because it sort of feels like from afar, obviously, like, Buffalo doesn't have a Major League Baseball team, but the state of Major League Baseball with, I don't know, the Dodgers and kind of just everybody else, does it feel worse maybe to be a team that's in the middle of Major League Baseball where you have the money, an owner that's willing to spend the money, maybe not all of the money and can't compete with what the Dodgers are doing, but where you have a team like Pittsburgh or a team like Miami who don't spend any money whatsoever? Like, would you I don't know, assess like where the Toronto Blue Jays are in the hierarchy of today's Major League Baseball. And is it more torturous to have hope than it is to just have no hope, like in, you know, in Miami, or at least Pittsburgh has Paul Skeens? But you, I guess you know where I'm going with the question.
Yeah, I still would rather the team that I root for to spend money, like the Pirates and the Marlins. It's a desperate situation. It's dire straits. There's really no hope. Like, if you're a Pirates fan, you already have a clock going in your head as far as how many years Paul Skeens has with the team before he's a trade bait or he's moving on in free agency, because that's the history. Like, what the Blue Jays, in terms of spending, it's always been kind of cyclical. The last few years, they've been spending more. They've never really been like a quote-unquote cheap team, but there were years in the early, mid-2000s where they weren't spending much. Like, they have been a top-10 payroll team the last couple of years. It hasn't obviously worked out. The ideal situation is that you spend, but you also have homegrown talent. So the spending is you're addressing holes on the team, but you're not year after year spending in free agency to address multiple holes. You rather have prospects who don't cost as much, and then the free agent moves like kind of fill the odd hole here or there, but it's not necessarily the entire identity of your team. And the Blue Jays have had trouble over the past couple of years, particularly on the pitching side of things, in terms of really finding young arms that can be part of the fray for a couple of years. Like, basically their entire rotation is free agent or trade acquisition. Most of the guys are on the wrong side of 30. Max Scherzer is going to be 41 this year. And that's a real hard way to live in Major League Baseball. Like, if you continually rely on veteran and outside hires, let's call them, in terms of free agent or trade, I just don't know how sustainable that is in terms of a model. The reason the Dodgers have been so successful, obviously they spend, but they have tons of homegrown talent that they either graduate to their Major League team or they use as trade bait to get younger players who can be contributors for several years, and they have prime years ahead of them. And that's what all the other teams are kind of chasing. The Dodgers have the best of both worlds, and the Blue Jays, to me, really are only a free agent team because, like, they just haven't done a good enough job in terms of making it like this homegrown factory where you're consistently churning out prospects and either having them contribute for you at the major league level or trading them to address the odd hole that you have on the roster. And that's an area that they have a lot of work to do still to be on the same level as some of the other top teams in the league.
Josh Goldberg with us. We'll wrap with this, Josh. Any hope at all? Like, how realistic is, you said there's not a lot of buzz for this team in the city right now. How realistic is it that buzz gets generated, that they're competing for playoff spot? Division seems a little far-fetched more so, right? It'd be best case scenario is maybe wild card.
Yeah, I think so. And the reason that there's optimism is because the American League is not particularly good. There's no Dodgers, obviously, in the AL. There's probably not a Braves, a Phillies, a Mets. Like, the National League is much, much deeper in terms of top-end talent. The Yankees lost Juan Soto. Garrett Cole's hurt. Luis Hill's hurt. The Astros lost Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman. Jose Altuve's older. They've got some questions in the rotation. There's not a singular dominant team or anything approaching that in the American League. Yeah, the American League Central, there could be a couple of playoff teams because everyone gets to beat up on the White Sox all year. But as long as you can find a way to be competitive, like, I think 85 wins might get you into the playoffs this year. And do I think that the Blue Jays are capable of winning 84, 85, 86 games? Yes, I think some things probably need to go right in order for that to happen. But they're kind of in the mushy middle of American League teams. And there's going to be a lot of teams kind of jockeying for position this year in the American League. Like, there's not really anyone that I think is all that likely to separate themselves. And as long as the Blue Jays can tread water, or ideally maybe come out a little bit ahead in the first month of the season, because the schedule is really, really tough starting today and then through April, then they might be in a decent position to be a factor in the playoff conversation. And if you get in, we've seen over the past couple of years, the Diamondbacks, the Texas Rangers won the World Series. Like, if you get in, you never know what can happen, and that's what the Blue Jays have to look at this year. Just find a way to stay competitive, maybe sneak in, and then hope that the worm turns in the playoffs after coming up short in 2022 and 2023.
Josh Goldberg from The Score up in Canada. Thanks for the time, Josh. Appreciate it, and enjoy opening day.
Thanks, fellas.
3:07 first pitch today for the Blue Jays and the Orioles. Their over-under win total? 78.5.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
10 behind the Yankees.
Yeah.
We're at 88.5.
I would love for them to be good again.
I'm definitely a fair-weather Blue Jays fan.
Yeah.
Like, I like them, but I don't really follow it that closely unless they're good, and the only time I can remember it being so good that I was really into it is the Bautista year against the
15,
against the Rangers.
15, they were in the ALCS.
Yeah, 15 and 16.
Who'd they lose to?
Royals, baby.
Royals, yeah.
I was at Game 5 of that series. Game 5?
In three. Toronto?
Yeah. R.A. Dickey versus Chris Young. R.A. at the time was 43.
Shouldn't
Chris Young was 41.
Shouldn't he have to renounce his fandom because of what the Chiefs have become in Kansas City?
Yeah.
You're rooting alongside Chief fans.
The Royals have been god-awful. Except for two years of my life.
If they got good, you would be high-fiving Chief fans.
If anything, I should be rewarded for being a fan of a team my entire life, only having 2 years of any semblance of relevance.
Listen, they've won a championship. You're getting no whatever from me.
And the reason I can't quit them is they're the only team in my lifetime that I have followed that has won.
Liverpool.
Yeah, but like, I don't live and die by Liverpool.
I've become more live and die because they're the only one that gives me happiness on a consistent basis.
I've acquired fandom.
Bills do too, I guess.
In my adulthood, that's not the same as growing up as a fan of something.
That's true.
You know?
Join in when I became a fan of Liverpool in college.
Like, I went to George Brett's Hall of Fame ceremony.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the credentials.
I got creds as a Royals fan, yeah.
Extendo Sports, quick check-in on the bullpen when we come back. Stay tuned.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.